Hi, this is Joshua David Stein, host of the Fatherly Podcast, the perfect podcast for the imperfect parent. Join us as we talk to dads like Ken Burns, Tom Colicchio, and John Legend about fatherhood. Listen free by searching for the Fatherly Podcast on iHeartRadio or wherever you subscribe to your favorite podcasts.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on.
Good morning, welcome to Tuesday Show. Morning, studio!
Morning!
Amy's building this humongous garage behind her house. It's called the Tajma Garage.
Yeah.
How's that coming?
I mean, it's coming along. We got siding put up. It's like, I'm like, wow, okay, now it's starting to look like a real building instead of like tarp on the side with print and stuff. But
have you put the pool for the garage behind it?
No, there's no pool. Oh. And again, it only looks bigger than it is because it's on a hill. Yeah. My backyard goes up onto a hill. I will admit, sometimes I walk out there and I'm like, okay, whoa, but I can't help that there's a hill. And I guess just but living in a construction zone has been a little bit of an issue for our cars because I have three of my four tires, nails all in them and flat tires.
Whoa.
Like I had to get them all fixed, three of the four.
So Lunchbox had someone put a nail in his tire, he thinks. You think it's the same nail bandit?
Yes. Either it's the Tajma Garage situation, or Lunchbox is onto something, and we have a nail bandit in the neighborhood.
Oh, no.
Because Lunchbox doesn't live too far from me, and I don't know. There could be a nail bandit.
When's the Tajma Garage done? Which happens first? You get your kids or the Tajma Garage?
Oh.
I hate this game. How many times have we played this game?
For 4 years. 4.5 years, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Oh, man.
You think kids before that garage must be big.
No.
Garage must be a monster.
No, it's not. It's a normal garage. Mm-hmm. It's just on a hill.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people, doing cool things.
It's ICU.
There was an 81-year-old woman with dementia. She went missing last weekend, and so police crews were struggling to find her. Luckily, 6 weeks earlier, they bought a drone. They sent the drone up. It took them 25 minutes. They flew all over. They found her in a cornfield about 100 yards from her home. That's her. They went and got her and saved her.
Wow.
She's now with her family.
That's amazing.
Because they sent a drone with a camera up. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, and so much more. I mean, it's great. Yeah, it's amazing we can do it because sending a helicopter up, I mean, that's like so many more resources.
And harder and bigger.
And more difficult. Like the whole thing
more
is
expensive.
Just. Yeah, and then you just kind of take up a little drone and.
So I see you, drone inventor.
I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond. Bad weather's hitting the Pacific Northwest, Seattle, Portland. They're getting hit with damaging wind and heavy rain. That same rain is going to be hitting the Northeast later this week into the weekend. In other news, the Oakland Raiders broke ground on their new stadium in Vegas on Monday. It could be ready as early as 2020. And finally, raw chicken products have been recalled due to possible metal in the meat. The brand is Empire. Just look for that on the packaging. Take it back for a full refund.
Over to Lunchbox now. Here we go, Lunch.
Is it fake news?
The New York Times is suing a Queens woman who has been posing as a reporter for 2 years. She's been showing up to events and saying she's with the New York Times and getting into all these events for the last 2 years.
Wow.
Now they're taking her to court.
Wow, wow, wow. Is that fake news, Amy?
That's real.
Wow. I'm going to go real news, too.
That's totally real.
Lunchbox?
That's real news! That was
real news.
Real news.
Real news.
She's probably gotten to some cool places.
I know. Yeah. I mean, she's probably like worth it.
Worth it.
The lawsuit?
Like, she probably got to do a lot, so she's not too mad about it.
Whenever you go places, is the truth. I almost shouldn't say this. If you just act like you belong somewhere, they'll let you anywhere.
Oh, absolutely. I'm not even joking. This happened to me and Morgan number two. I was a little shocked because you'd think security would be a little bit tighter, as it should be, so nobody get any crazy ideas. But all we had to do was roll up to this one garage and say that we were with Bobby Bones.
Don't say that. Now everybody's going to be saying it. But no, you're okay, right.
No. We were on a list. However, the guy was like, I know who that dude is. And then opened the gate and we rolled right in. They should have checked our IDs. They should have looked for our name. There were so many steps that got missed in that process just because we said we were friends with Bobby that I was like, This can't be that easy.
Even things like when we do our iHeartRadio events in Los Angeles, where they have no idea. They don't know who I am. They have no idea I'm on the radio.
Yeah. Right.
And I'm like, oh, once Jamie Foxx was hosting a show, and I was like, I'm hosting the show because I couldn't have a pass. And they were like, oh, go right in. I was like,
yeah.
Hosting the show.
You taught my husband that move.
Yeah.
Like, as long he did that at iHeart in Vegas, like something happened, and he was like, listen, I'm going to do this. Bobby taught me. You just like literally act like you're the host and you're supposed to be there. And they're like, oh, okay. And
so jot it down. People use this everywhere you go.
You can also do that. I've done this before too. When they won't let me, I just have to give my secrets away. But just be like, hey, listen, like, I know your boss. And he's not going to be happy if you don't let me back.
What? You do that? That's
No, but I was supposed to be back there, and I really didn't know the boss anymore.
I love it.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Time for your positivity around the room, like show and tell back in the day. Tell me something good.
Tell me something good.
Yeah, tell me something good, Amy.
So Erica, she earned a $3,000 Disney voucher from her work. She could do whatever she wanted with it. She could have taken a vacation or spent the money on her own two kids. But she decided to spend it all at the Disney store buying a bunch of toys that she's turning around and donating to Toys for Tots.
Wow.
Bam.
Look at that. Okay, let me give you one. Not as heartwarming, but like cool.
Okay.
This girl, she plays a lottery in Virginia and she wins $500. Would you be like, dang, that's awesome.
Yeah.
She takes that money, then she wins $5,000.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's legit.
She takes some of that money and she wins $5 million.
What?
That's crazy.
That's so good.
Especially since it's all like fives, fives, fives.
It's called reinvest, reinvest, reinvest. Mm.
She chose to receive the $5 million as a cash lump sum, so she'll get $2.8 million before taxes. So there she goes.
Wow.
Money, money, money.
Money.
I would have stopped at 500 and been like, wow. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, for sure.
Man, Lunchbox, you're up.
Mine's not as good as that, but Brandon Clotter is receiving the National Medal of Merit from the Boy Scouts. He's 14 years old, and he's in Kentucky, and they're out on a camping trip when a tree falls on another guy's tent. And Brandon wakes up, administers CPR and first aid, stabilizes him, runs a quarter mile to get help. And saved his life.
I mean, that sounds pretty cool. Like, saving a life. Like, yours is a lottery one. He's like, mine's not as cool as that.
That's kind of cool.
He just loves the lottery.
Mine's just about saving someone's life.
I mean, mine kind of stinks compared to that one, but okay. God. What's wrong with you?
Bobby Bones Show.
So what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Pretty sure. Well, I booked my flight, so yes. But I'm just trying to get confirmation from my family in Austin that that's where we're doing it.
Who all gathers?
Hope so, because flight's booked. My sister, her husband, her four kids, and my dad.
Who cooks?
My dad, yeah, he cooks.
The whole thing?
Mm-hmm.
Do you help?
Oh, my sister. She's like Martha Stewart. They handle it all. They love it. And then my sister's kids are like the little sous chefs. They love it too, so I just show up.
Oh, so you don't.
They don't trust me. I try to bring something healthy or maybe I alter a recipe and my dad is just like not having it. He rolls his eyes. But I'm like, okay, fine. You do you. I'll do me. And I'll eat my little plate over here.
You know, every year they do the pardon the presidential turkey.
Yeah.
And so the belief is the turkey gets to go to a farm and live a long, happy life because he's pardoned.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he dies right afterwards.
No, he doesn't.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't.
What are you talking about?
Because by the time that bird is pardoned, it's been bred to eat the whole time. So they're already really fat.
So he dies of a heart attack.
Yeah, basically.
Well, then what's the point of the pardoning? It's just show? Just for show?
Yeah, basically. And so it's like if you were to take like a 700-pound man who's 80.
Pardon him.
And be like, you know what? You don't have to go to jail. You ain't fucking dying. You know what I mean?
Oh,
that presidential pardon. Yeah, I hate to break that to you.
That's
man.
Yeah. I thought that there was like a place for like all the turkeys that hung out together. Like
all the presidential
all
turkeys
the
from all the years?
No. We made it.
Hate to break that to you.
Oh, okay.
You okay with that?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, they don't
happy
have to thanks, lie,
happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Bonita Springs, Florida. Two teenagers were like, man, we want to steal a car. How can we do it? Let's call a pizza to the house. We'll run out the back door and steal the pizza delivery's car.
So they would get out of the car. And then...
So the guy goes up the door, knocks. They jump in the car and drive away. Well, only problem is a couple hours later, they park the car back in front of the house and police.
Also, it's the house that... do we know how old these people are?
They're teens. So I don't know if they're 19, 17. Doesn't say, just says teens.
Yeah, not the smartest move.
Yeah, I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
on the Bobby Bones Show now.
Lee Bryce.
All right. Yeah, Lee Bryce is outside. Bring him on in here. Come on in. Here comes Lee Bryce. We're on the air right now, everybody. Come on in. Come in. Have a seat.
What's going on?
Have a seat right there. Sitting in Eddie's.
Feels good.
That's like a gynecologist chair.
Yeah, I was going to say, it feels like a.
But it's got a nice sturdy back there, though, right?
Yes.
Tim McGraw bought that for Eddie.
Yeah.
How are you, bud?
Man, I'm good. Had some breakdowns on the buses this weekend.
What happened on your bus?
My bus broke down, so I had to get up in the middle of the night and throw my clothes on the band bus and go sleep on a 4-foot couch, which I'm 6-foot something. So,
do you own your own bus?
Like, you don't own them, but I mean, I'll rent it. I'll basically lease it for like a whole year, 2 years even. So I've had this same bus for a couple of years. It was Darius's bus, which is, I had to change it from Gamecock colors to Clemson colors. But
have you been in Darius's bus recently?
Not, no.
It's like if you go to like a rich friend's house and you're like, I wish.
When I got in this bus, he had 3 TVs in the front with 3 different satellites and 2 TVs in the back bedroom with 2 different satellites so that he could watch, you know, multiple games and play video games all at the same time. And
that guy. He's got, like, entire bricks inside of his bus now, like South Carolina, like the field.
Dude, he was yelling at me the other day in the CMAs. He's like, we're going to ruin your season. And I'm way loud. I mean, in the middle of the award show is pretty embarrassing.
He is hardcore.
He is.
I will give him that. Lee Bryce is here. Let's see. So you got this song called Boy.
Yes, sir.
Tell me about this song.
Man, I got 2 boys. I heard this song. This is another one I just was fortunate to find in this town. Great songwriters, and blew me away, the song did. So, you know, got 2 boys. It fit me in my life right now. It was perfect for me. And then we found out we were having a little girl. And I was like, well, yeah, we need to get this song out now before the little girl starts to get her little jealousy thing going on. So, Boy came out, man. It's just it's been really cool to me. But it's just, this whole record is where I'm at in my life right now, man.
Lee Bryce got the record out. Came out November 2nd.
November 3rd. Yeah, Fridays ago.
All my dates are all.
Trust me, brother.
Right,
I get it.
Okay, the record's out. Let's hear Boy from Lee Bryce, the current single. You tuned up already?
We can
do a live tuning.
Close enough for country, I'm sure.
Our audience loves live tunings.
Yeah, well, let's see. Yeah, that's definitely needs to be tuned.
Everybody listening now to a Lee Bryce live tuning. Never. Hey, guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now. And thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
So Nicole, who wrote that song,
yes,
is one of my good friends.
Amazing.
And so she was not able to go whenever her last song show with Miranda won Song of the Year. She wasn't able because she was pregnant with the boy that she wrote the song about. So she wasn't able to go. They won Song of the Year, and she was like, I wrote the song as I was pregnant. Hopefully I win Song of the Year for this one, so then I can go.
She is amazing. This song, man, I'm telling you. It's kind of one of those songs, like when I heard I Drive Your Truck for the first time, I didn't even have to get through the song. I heard the first verse and chorus, and I was like, I'm in. I'm recording this song. It blew me away, and so this one kind of felt like that.
How does that get to you? Like, do you remember which rumor you were in when it was pitched to you? Did someone play it on a computer, iPhone? Like,
this was sent to me.
Okay, so for our listeners, like, how you would get this song.
I reach out to writers and publishers. I'm like, look, send stuff straight to me. I want to hear, you know, whatever. If you write something that day or whatever. So an email come in, pop up. I see, you know, a publisher or a writer's name, and so I click on it, and, you know, I see this little, obviously a little attachment that says Boy, you know, and boom, I click it, and it's just an acoustic vocal, you know, kind of a thing. And immediately, I'm just like, I mean, I'm emailing before the song is over. I stop it. I'm like, hold this song for me.
Is there a
please.
Risk that someone else is getting it at the same
yes,
time and they may grab it first?
It's happened. So it's happened to me before. One time I sang a demo for a guy named Ashley Gorley. Sang a demo, and like I was like, man, I love this song that I was singing, right? I was singing just for him to go pitch it. The next morning, I called him. I said, hey, man, that song I sang yesterday, can I put that song on hold? He's like, dude, he's like, I pitched your rough vocal last night as soon as you got done singing it, and Jason Aldean put it on hold. So he cut it. So it was a song called Laughed Until We Cried. And I love that song. I was like, oh, I want to cut that song. But so, yes, it happens quickly.
Kenny Chesney told me once
just talking. He was like, I take every great song that someone else wrote more than I would take a good song that I wrote.
Absolutely.
He said, because one, fans are going to love it, and two, I'm going to sell more merch with that song than I would make on a song
You're
that
right.
I wrote.
And Jake Owen told me one day, he goes, Lee, you know, he's like, I decided, you know, this last record I did, he's like, I decided not to write one song. I wanted to go find all the best songs I could in Nashville. And that was the Barefoot Blue Jean record, and it was, you know, he had a big blowout record with it, you know, and just smart. This town's got the best songwriters in the world.
Lee Bryce, record's out now, and that's Boy, that's the new single right now, and congratulations.
We'll always be a boy. You gonna be so stubborn. You get that from your mother.
Like, when you do the laugh right there in that part, we're like, ha, was that in that, or do you go back and do, like, rappers or, like, overdubbing?
No, that's usually in there, because this record, I was real, just kind of sing it a couple times down, and that's what happens, but I had to sing it like that because, you know, when you talk about you're going to be so stubborn like your mother, I got to sort of put a laugh in there or else I'm going to catch it, you know, when I get home.
All right, Lee Bryce, good to see you.
Good to see you,
Thank
brother.
You. Good luck
Absolutely.
With, good luck with the
me.
Song. Yeah, there we go. Man.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I almost don't want to tell this story. So...
I know. I think I know.
You're talking about the artist that hit on my ex-girlfriend at the...
Oh, no. I don't know
what?
It.
What?
Please tell
whoa,
it.
Whoa, whoa, let's
no.
go.
Please tell it.
Okay. That's even better.
I mean, it's nobody that I'm going to play anytime soon, but what happened was... okay, I'm not going to say who it is. I may write it down. But I just wonder... It's all fair. Once you're not... Because we're not together anymore.
Right.
100%. It's all fair. But it's like, isn't there like a grace period that you give a dude? Not because I'm not friends with this person really, but so they don't like get mad at you or punch you in the face or disrespect you.
Yeah, like a buffer.
Yeah. So,
what is the unspoken buffer?
More than a week.
When it feels right.
Yeah.
When it doesn't feel wrong.
So what happened was, like my ex girlfriend, my girlfriend for a long time, who I think is fantastic, by the way, and I'll address that later. But we were at the CMAs, and I didn't see her during the whole show part. I guess she was like 10 rows behind me, but Garth started playing. And all the listeners all the time are always like, that asked me how I know, Bobby. That's your story. You need to pay attention to that. Because he's like, ask me how I know. Right? So they're playing it, and I hope she's okay with me telling this story. And so she starts to get emotional a bit because she kind of associates that song with our listeners all the time saying, Bobby, you're going to screw up. And then some guy, you're going to be telling some kid, ask me how I know.
Oh, gotcha.
You get what I'm saying?
Yes, I get it.
I get it.
So she's a little emotional. Well, a country artist, I don't know who it was, leaned over and was like, hey, I see you're sad over there. If I can never help you out and take you somewhere. And
like, really?
And she was like, it was so weird because he was first, like I was emotional and he knows. And Amy, here it is.
Wait.
No way.
Turn the paper.
No
like,
way.
Hey, already kind of creepy, right?
Hey, over here.
I mean, that is...
Like, she goes blatantly right in front of everybody. Like, hit on her, like, as she's emotional, and... There's just a buffer. There's like a respect rule, right?
Let's see it. Yeah.
So does that mean he was just waiting?
I thought it was going to be somebody, like, we've never had... interaction with yet at this point, because maybe they like literally
this
don't know
been on
you.
The show many
yeah,
times
yeah, yeah.
they know
yeah. And oh I got no. it no no
who was it, Amy?
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones,
if you ever have a question for us and we're not talking about it, you can always ask the show.
Ask the show. Ask the show.
877-77 Bobby. And right now, ask the show, Judy in Ohio. Hi.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's going on?
Well, I just wanted to call in and ask Amy if she's had an update about her kid yet.
Okay, so every day, it's a fluid situation. Yesterday, she said the paperwork was happening yesterday. Here we are Tuesday. Amy.
No update.
Wow, it didn't move again, huh?
I don't know. If it did, I didn't hear back, and I definitely reached out and... Let me check. Ooh, yeah, no reply. I reached, last communication was at 9:22 a.m., which was like, once I have info, I'll let you know. I checked back in at 2 p.m., then again at 4 p.m., nothing.
Do you need to fly
like,
there?
No reply.
Honestly, God, take days off. We'll be okay.
About it.
Yes, just go. I like, to me, say, guys, earmuffs?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, the lunchbox out of earmuffs?
Yes.
you're the most important part of the show.
Oh.
But if you need to go and deal with that, go deal with that. We'll be okay. Judy, we'll be all right a couple of days, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, if you need to go and just go wreck shop.
Judy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Are we good?
You can listen again.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whatever Bobby said, Amy, we agree.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, he's been really nice to you and just.
Yeah, y'all totally
pump it up
agree.
Your
Is
ego.
That a thing? Do you ever think you can go?
I mean,
do you need to go?
Yeah. One of our listeners a long time ago told me, like, you just need to go. Like, a listener that adopted from Haiti, they're like, I straight up just had to go move there. And once I.
Whoa. Pump the brakes.
Finger quotes, yeah, move there. Like, she stayed somewhere. She didn't, like, you know, reside there, like, buy a home or anything. But she was like, once I went down there and was, like, really, really present and showed up everywhere every day, she's like, stuff got done and my kids came home. I'm like, oh. And times that I've gone down there and, like, had FaceTime, that's when things sort of get done. So.
Amy's adopting two kids. She's been in the process for almost 5 years.
And let me look at flights.
They live in Haiti. If you need to go for a couple days, you can go. Okay. Like, there are no rules here. The rule of this show is personal life always first, because if your personal life's in check, then you come in and you're a better person. So
yeah.
Take care of your business.
Are you trying to say I'm a hot mess?
No, I am. I'm not trying to. I am saying that. Oh. And I said that to you even off the air, but I don't want you to be that.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's the story.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, Judy. I wish I had different.
You're very welcome.
I wish I had different news, but the fact, like, the listener support has been amazing. So thank you.
Thanks, Judy.
Well, I'm praying that you guys have one before Christmas. So.
Me too. It's gonna be the best little Christmas present ever.
Where do you live in Ohio, Judy?
Marion.
How far is that from Toledo?
It's a while.
No, okay. I need somebody to go to this Toledo Animal Shelter and adopt Bobby Bones the dog.
Yeah.
Because Bobby Bones the dog in Lubbock has been adopted. Bobby Bones the dog in. Another Bobby Bones dog.
Was there Fort Wayne?
And Fort Wayne was adopted. Yep. I need Bobby Bones dog in Toledo to get up. Let's get these Bobby Bones adopted dogs. Oh. All right. Thank you, Judy. And as I like to say, I appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
Thank you. Sorry the news isn't better there.
Ask the show. Ask the show.
Bones. How was your day yesterday?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked it. You had an awesome day.
Thanks.
Even though the kid stuff didn't happen.
Yeah, I tried to just, you know, not focus on that. Even though I was checking in a couple times.
It looks like it.
I wasn't
bunch.
Getting a reply, but you know, you just have to keep moving forward.
You're on the air in Kansas City. Hello.
Hello.
What up? Who's this?
This is Chris.
What up, Chris?
I was wondering if Eddie ever went back to high school and paid for that football game.
That's a good question. So back on our show, this is probably a month ago.
Interesting.
Eddie went to a high school football game and took his kids, and he didn't have cash, and they only took cash, so we got him for free, and he said, I'll come back and pay the next week. And did you ever go back?
Man, you know what? I forgot about it. I never went back. Oh, boy. And I just got a reminder now. Now do I just go to the office and pay him?
I think that's a thing, yes. Go say you'd like to donate to the athletic department.
Because, and then explain the whole thing.
But you keep saying this.
No.
This is what you do. Eddie, in general, always says he's going to do stuff and he doesn't do it.
Like what else?
Just life.
Oh,
it's not easy for me just to pick up and drop what I'm doing with my routine to go.
What do you do? Like,
what do you mean?
You
I
just
got
put
stuff.
The kids in the car and drive over there.
Yeah, you think it's that easy? They have practices and stuff. We have a regiment every day.
Oh, boy. Okay, you can hear he always makes excuses.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what do you think he should do? Go back and donate to the school?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, me too.
He told his kids that that's what he was going to do, so he should. I think he should follow through with it.
How about your regimen being a good dad? You know,
that,
add
wow.
that into the calendar.
Wow, they're calling me a bad dad.
In this situation, it's a bad example. Yeah.
Dang, okay. Yeah, so break the regimen, go to school, pay him.
I appreciate you calling, because I forgot all about this.
I did too.
You know, our listeners will not let us get away
no,
with anything.
They don't. They really don't.
Oh, that's awesome.
I thought I was going to get away with this
You
one.
Have to do it before we leave for Thanksgiving break.
Man, that's what?
So a week.
Okay.
And you're looking at what? How much did that cost?
I mean, it was 21, I think.
So $30 with
what? Interest. With interest?
With interest, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Hey,
didn't
Chris.
Tell me about that interest.
Chris.
Yeah.
You know, Eddie got a Jeep, and so Eddie has a Jeep, and I have a Jeep, and our Wichita web girl, Morgan, number two, has a Jeep. And so we all have Jeeps, and Eddie's Jeep is like the wimpiest. Did you know that?
I didn't know it was
yeah.
No.
Yeah, he's got the wimpiest. We should all take pictures by our Jeep before we leave.
Little photo shoot.
See which one's the manliest and the wimpiest.
Yeah, wait, yeah. Why is this the wimpiest?
Because it's like this small, and it's got a little, it's got soft top. It's got boo-boo.
You have little tires.
It's a nice Jeep.
I love it.
Yeah, I like it too, yeah. And I love the color of it.
It's funny you say that. I actually thought I felt like really manly because it's got like big tires on it and stuff.
Yeah, they're not that big.
No?
Mm. Listen, you're talking to the guy who's the least manly person ever. But I think in the Jeep rankings, I think mine's the manliest because it's bigger and it's black and it's like hard top and it's like angry, right?
Yeah.
And then our web girl, Morgan, number two. And then Eddie's.
I guess the wimpiest?
Wimpiest Jeep award. Chris, what do you drive?
I drive a F-250.
Okay, you win.
You're manliest.
You're the manliest. I bet you like haul stuff too, right?
Yep.
Yeah, what are you hauling?
Well, I haul my four-wheeler, pull a trailer, I haul tractors.
Remember back in the day when we had three-wheelers? Listen, Arkansas Keith had a three-wheeler, right? And so it was, you know how those little motorcycles are now, and it's like a three-wheels, but instead of a four-wheeler, it was literally a three-wheeler with one wheel up front. And I took it out of his garage. It was old, too. It was like made in the 70s or something. And I crashed into a tree. And I think I broke my wrist, but I shouldn't have taken a three-wheeler out. I never told him.
So you never fixed it?
Never. All I did was like tape my wrist up for like 3 months. And I still get, the weather changes, it hurts. Either broke it or like strained it really back. That's when I stole a three-wheeler.
Those three-wheelers, man, they were dangerous.
Dang, because they would tip over.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Chris, thanks for calling, man.
Thanks.
Have a good day. I appreciate you, buddy.
I appreciate you, too. Bye.
Chris, thanks for calling, Chris.
Getting a whole conversation there about life.
Mm-hmm.
Three-wheelers were awesome back in the day.
I can't believe you basically or maybe broke your wrist and you didn't seek medical attention.
I nailed a tree, because I didn't do anything bad in my life. And I was like, I was told not to take the three-wheeler out because it wasn't safe. I was like 14.
Yeah.
Crushed into a tree. I think I was probably out shooting squirrels, something stupid. whatever. Ooh, last night was crazy because I'm in my bed and I wake up and I overslept and it's 9 and I'm like, I just slept through the whole show and I jumped out of bed because I have blackout in my room because when it's daylight later, I go to bed when it's still daytime because the hours of the show and I woke up and it was dark and I was like, it's 9 o'clock and all I thought was I let all of you down. This is what happens. I was like, I am Mr. On Time my whole life. And I was like, I let every single person on the show down. Man. And I freaked out. And my heart starts doing this. And I'm running around trying to find clothes. And it was 9 p.m. It wasn't 9 a.m.
That's the worst feeling. Gosh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Because I've had this cold and this medicine. I fell asleep hard. But then I woke up like an hour later. And I thought it was 9 a.m. And I was out of my mind. And so I didn't go to sleep for like 3 more hours because my heart rate was so high. But I really felt like I let all you guys down for a bit.
You would have.
I know.
Mm-hmm. No.
I would.
Nah, it wouldn't be a big deal.
Stop
Eddie,
it.
Just,
Eddie.
You're late all the time. Not a big deal. Yes, that's why.
But I tweeted last night. I was like, well, I guess I'm up for a while.
Wow.
I watched, and I want to talk about this later. Like, what are you starting to not be into as much anymore that you used to love? Because I had to make the decision. Do I watch Stranger Things 2, I'm about 5 in, or the newest Walking Dead. And I watched Walking Dead, and I was just like, it's losing me, and it's my favorite show.
No, I haven't watched the latest.
It's actually a pretty good episode, but it's losing me as like my favorite show.
Oh, no.
I know. So that's the thing for later. Like, what are you just like, oh, that's my thing, but you're starting to be like, it's kind of not anymore. But so I watched Walking Dead. I was freaked out. I'm almost out of cough syrup, which is good.
Yeah.
I need to be out of that stuff. But I have to take it before work, too, sometimes, because it's like that codeine, I don't even know how it works. But it, like, affects your brain. Well, so even though you need to cough, you don't. But I can't come in here and cough up the whole time. Or I can't sleep. When I lay down, all that stuff goes to my chest.
So you can take the cough syrup that has, like, the tired stuff before work, or you have, like, an AM?
I have an AM kind.
Yeah.
I can't take anything mind-altering before work. Because I do, those shows end up really good, which isn't good for me in the long run. Because I don't even remember stuff sometimes.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was that. How about this? You're on the air, Tanner in Alabama. Good morning.
Yes, I was wondering if you ever found any proof that Eddie was a three-star recruit in high school.
Yeah, Eddie says he was a three-star football recruit in high school, has zero athletic ability.
Zero.
And we wouldn't even say that as an insult, except for the fact that you claim you do. Right?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
It would be like, you guys wouldn't make fun of me for not being able to dunk unless I was like, I can dunk it like crazy.
But see, you're judging me at age 38. It's like asking Magic Johnson right now, like, hey, dude, show me some dunks or whatever. He'd be like, dude, I can't do it. But I mean, you can go back to the tape of me in the 80s.
Like, okay,
show us tape or a picture.
Yeah, I texted my mom and she said she's going to look for a picture. She thinks she has one.
Hey, Tanner, there is no chance Eddie was any recruit. We don't even know that he played on a football team. So, no, there's not. There's none. Producer Eddie has no proof. And when we get it, we'll post it, all right?
All right, sounds good.
Appreciate you, buddy.
Appreciate y'all.
Just let go of the lie, you know?
Or the dream. Man, those were good days,
No,
dude.
Just let go of the lie.
Oh, okay.
Just free yourself of it. Anything you want to say?
No, not okay. Right now.
All
right.
Good. Bobby
Boneshell. Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Seconds Skinny.
Dang, when Bobby told us that Blake Shelton was People's Sexiest Man Alive, I thought, oh, wow, it's already announced. It's out. But Bobby was just ahead of things.
I shouldn't have said that yesterday.
Oh, well, you said it yesterday, and then Gossip Cop has been confirming it, but the official announcement won't be until later today before the issue. Issue hits newsstands on Wednesday.
Wow.
But
I shouldn't have said anything.
Oh.
Because I was told, it doesn't matter who I was told by, but let me just say it was by someone who's probably named the sexiest man of the year. And it was just like, I shouldn't have, I'm stupid. My bad.
Well,
we appreciate it. Thank you for telling us.
I know.
Just like you, has predicted correctly.
I didn't predict.
Past.
I let a secret out, and I'm good at not letting secrets out, and I blew it. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, it's likely right. But it'll hit newsstands tomorrow.
Okay.
With Blake all on the cover.
2 days before. I love it, dude. Good job.
No, I feel so dumb. What else?
Shout out to all the country stars that showed up for Country Rising to raise money for the victims of the hurricanes and the Las Vegas shootings. George Strait, Keith Urban, Jason Aldean, Sam Hunt, Lady A, Chris Stapleton, the list goes on. $4 million was raised.
There was one point during the show, and I hosted the show, and so I went out between every act and talked to the crowd. And there was one point where they couldn't get the stage to turn because it was a turning stage. And Keith Urban was ready to come out, but they couldn't get the stage. But Keith Urban's band was there waiting for him. Luckily, I know Keith Urban's band pretty well, like all the guys in the band. And so I look over, and Keith Urban's a guitar player, his name's Danny, and I know his bassist. And I'm like, hey, dude, I got to fill like 6 minutes, which is forever to be out there talking. And so I'm like, just give me the beat. And so the bass player goes, boom, ba-doom, boom, boom. And then so the guitar player starts playing. And then all of a sudden, we're just freestyling music up there. It's me and Keith Urban's band.
That's what that was?
Amy, they were like, just stall.
Okay.
6 minutes.
That's a lot of time.
And so I just started making up words in front of 30,000 people with Keith Urban's band. It was ridiculous. And I was talking to Keith last night, because he's coming in tomorrow. And he was like, yeah, I had you playing a song with my band. And I was like, is that my intro?
That's funny.
Oh,
man.
No, dude, that was me just like begging somebody to come out. But it was an awesome event, and thank you to everybody who like texted and
which people can still do that. So I was going to give a heads up. You can still text the word Nashville to 41010 and
$10. Yeah. Nashville
$10,
to 41010.
Yep.
There, Little Big Town played. Uh-huh. I talked to them. I saw they were running out to their intro, and Jimmy was already playing the mandolin as he was running out.
Oh, cool.
There was cool respect there, because as he's running, he's already playing a pontoon. Wow. Yeah, it was cool.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Come on, Bobby.
Over to Amy with the joke.
The Morning Corny.
Why did Grandma put wheels on her rocking chair?
Why did Grandma put wheels on her rocking chair?
Because she wanted to rock and roll.
That was the Morning Corny.
Anybody?
No.
What?
No. Amy, you didn't even laugh.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
We're good.
Oh my gosh.
Lunchbox, you got it tomorrow, buddy.
What?
Yeah.
Amy lost the morning corny only because...
What? Why?
You basically told why did the chicken cross the road.
No, oh, I didn't. Man. I have never heard that joke.
And we felt that way. All of us were like, ooh, not even good for Amy terms.
It's pretty bad.
So because of that, tomorrow lunch, it's not a... He gets to keep it, but tomorrow, one day only, Lunchbox gets
unless
it.
Unless I crush it.
It's like I learned my lesson.
I mean, I could crush it, and then everybody would be like, whoa, give it to him another day.
Could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get ready for it.
You definitely could.
Woo! Ask the show. Ask the show.
Heather in Fort Myers, hello.
Hello.
What's happening?
Not much. Bobby, I was actually calling because I haven't heard anything about your dog. How is he doing?
He's okay. My dog is 14 years old. He is terminally ill. He has blood cancer, and so, excuse me, I take him to chemo every 3 weeks. He only gets 5 sessions because of his weight, and that's it. He can have no more after that. And, you know, chemo with dogs, they don't lose their hair. They actually are pretty good with it. Like, of the 4 that he's had, he's only been sick after it once. His last session is next week. After that, you know, I don't know. The chemo has been able to hold the cancer back as it's been happening, but they've told me that it's not going to be a permanent thing. So they gave him 6 months to live about 3 months ago, and I feel like he's going to outlive that next 3 months, and I don't want to jinx myself. I feel like he's got probably 4 or 5 months in him, but he doesn't know he's sick, and so he's ornery and good. So, yeah, I mean, me, I struggle a bit. But he's good, and I appreciate you asking. But he's actually, he sleeps a lot, but he's good.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. I have dogs myself, and my kids, I think they would die if something happened to them.
Well, I appreciate you thinking about me and calling the show and asking that question.
Yeah, she heard it on the radio, and she asked me to call and find out how the dog was because she hadn't heard anything.
Well, tell her I said thank you. That's actually, so tell her I said I appreciate you.
We appreciate you.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah, so that's it. I posted a picture of him sleeping. He likes to sleep.
Oh, my goodness, that picture.
Well, he builds pillow forts and then lives. My dog built a pillow fort and then moved into it, basically. On my Instagram, you can see it. If you go over to Mr. Bobby Bones and you'll see it there. You know the jam right now? Come on. Nighthorn almost came in this morning, but his bus had to leave early because they played in town. I know. Yeah.
We should take this back to my place. That's what she said back to my face. Because I want you bad. Yeah, I want you, baby. I've been thinking about it all day. And I hope you feel the same way. Yeah. Because I want you bad. Yeah, I want you, baby, slow, slow hands. Like sweat dripping down my bed and laundry. No, no chance that I'm leaving here without you on me. I know, yeah, already know that there ain't no stopping your plans. No, slow hands.
Man, that's just a jam. I don't care what kind of music you like. That's just a jam. So these are the songs, if you're a psychopath, you like these songs. Oh, boy. Here you go, number one. Eminem, Lose Yourself.
Uh-oh. What?
It's because of the beats, the artist, the message, all of this.
One shot. One opportunity. To seize everything you ever wanted.
That's number one.
One moment.
I think we all like this song, right?
Did you catch it?
So, we all psychopaths.
Yo.
Kind of, wait.
His palms.
Another one is... Justin Bieber, What Do You Mean? This is kind of the jam, too. What do you mean? It's like, tick, tock, tick. Do something angry. Do something angry.
What do you mean?
And the final one is No Diggity.
Yeah.
You know what?
These are psychopath songs.
I like the players.
Most psychopaths listen to these three songs right here. They like rap and pop. They had psychopaths listen to 260 songs, and these were the songs that the people that were diagnosed psychopaths loved.
Right? Yo, street drops the verse.
Down, good love.
Here are the songs that the people that were like as normal as could be like, though, like non-psychopaths. Ready?
The wayward wind.
no
idea.
I feel
like this should be reversed.
Stop.
I know. You feel like it's some dude sitting in a basement with a record player.
Yes. The wayward
wind. Yeah, that's by Gogi Grant, Wayward Wind. I don't know. How about this one? My Sharona. This is supposed to be normal, people. My Sharona. And then finally. You know who this is, Amy?
No.
Dire Straits, Money for Nothing. You know, you get your money for nothing, then you.
Chicks for free.
Yeah. You know the song?
Can't say that I do.
It's a jam, Amy.
You know who Mark Knopfler is?
Nope.
No. Maybe a music lesson
sorry,
for you.
Strike it out.
That's all right. You.
Guess I'm not a. Oh, no, these are the ones that make you normal.
Yeah, you're normal. Listen to this, though. You'll recognize it when the guitar part comes on. These are normal person songs. When it goes. Dang. But this is before us, too.
Yeah.
I mean, this is Eddie's.
No, before me, too. Yeah. Don't start.
Back when you were in high school, this is.
I was probably born. He wants his MTV?
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, Keith Urban in tomorrow at 7:20. This song is six. Ray put up a 6-minute version of this, but I guess where he just sings, I want my MTV.
All right,
minutes.
Everybody, just chill. Sit back.
Relax. Give the guy his MTV already.
He wants it.
Put it on the
I really feel like this is totally reversed.
Yeah, but once it kicks
in. No, you'll know the song. Here you go.
That's a 9 minute. Here it is. Here you go. Oh my god.
Drum solo first.
Electric drums too.
Yes. Here we go.
What is happening?
I don't know.
It's coming. Yeah.
You know this?
No.
You're a psycho.
Yeah. Wow, psychopath.
Psychopath in the house. Yep. You had nothing with me. Am I nothing and my chicks for free? Yeah,
okay.
That ain't you. That's the way we do it. Get your money for nothing and your chicks for free. Yeah,
look at them yo-yos. That's the way you do it.
Yeah. Don't tell me time. They came over and said go to break because of time. Ray put in a 6-minute song
your
and they're
fault,
telling
Ray.
Me time.
I recognize it now.
I go to break whenever I want after a 6-minute song.
Start it over. Let's play it again.
Yeah. Here for everybody out there.
Some Dire Straits.
I'm done. I'm out. Mr. Bobby Bones. You're never gonna get it. About a third of married women have done this in the last year. Husbands don't know. You're not gonna get it. Amy, what do you have?
Lied about shopping.
Ooh. I bet you it's more than that. Wouldn't you bet it's more than that?
Yeah.
I guess so. Only a third, yeah. Whoopsie.
Do you lie to your husband about shopping? Or do you just... Is omission a lie?
Oh, yeah, I mean, maybe I just don't really say anything about it. Or if he's asked, like, if I've done any shopping, I may, like, indicate as though it wasn't that much.
Yeah, you play it down a little bit.
Yeah.
Lunchbox?
It's easy. Snoop through that phone.
Producer Eddie?
Yeah, plastic surgery.
Plastic surgery.
Whoa.
For sure.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
The most ridiculous answer.
Why? Okay,
maybe
you think
Eddie...
a third of married women got plastic surgery with their husband?
It's only a third, dude. It's not that much.
That's a lot.
Oh, it's not it?
What if it's more along the lines of what Eddie's saying, but it's like Botox?
Yeah, that's the same thing.
That's not Botox is not plastic surgery. Pump the brakes.
Kristen? Kristen? In Louisiana? Oh, we lost her. She hung up. It was Botox when you said that. That's
she
not
hung
the
up?
Answer, but when you said that, that was her guess. That's why you shouldn't guess.
Sorry,
extra.
Kristen.
So Botox is still not the answer.
Maybe, but now you'll never know.
Oh, never know.
Yeah, right. What is it?
The answer's throw away their clothes.
That was my second one.
Oh, yeah. Or giveaway. Yeah, I've donated without him knowing.
Not but cool.
Donated. Amy makes it.
Or, like one time I had all his t-shirts turned into a blanket.
And what'd you do with the blanket?
We have it. It's a t-shirt blanket. It's amazing. It's so soft. But at least it's not taking up space. Like high school t-shirts, gotta go.
Yeah.
Onto the blanket.
It's a cool idea.
And you got a bunch of blankets in a shed somewhere.
Yeah.
So he doesn't wear them. The Bobby Bones
Show. Let's go.
Stovetop Stuffing is selling expandable waist Thanksgiving pants. So you can eat, look good, and you have to unbutton when you're done.
Yes.
They're selling them at ThanksgivingDinnerPants.com. $20 free shipping. It's not commercial, by the way.
Yeah.
Man, I eat so much on Thanksgiving that I usually hate myself for 3 days.
That's a long time.
Yeah, it's just... And I do it every year. I don't learn my lesson. It's like kid touch stove, kid don't touch stove no more because that hurts. Bobby eats Thanksgiving. He hates himself. He does it again next year.
You try to unbutton your pants for relief, but they're too tight. You're trapped. Stop the frustration and the embarrassment. The solution is here. Introducing Stovetop Thanksgiving Dinner Pants. This is the stuff Thanksgiving is made of and the perfect way to enjoy Thanksgiving dinner in comfort and style. Stovetop Thanksgiving Dinner Pants with their non-patented stuff and stretch waistband allow you to eat in comfort.
There you go, boys.
That's
amazing.
Tomorrow morning at this time, Keith Urban will be in. I bet he sleeps pretty.
Yeah, probably.
You know?
It's like he legit woke up like this.
He's like, and he wakes up probably like this. It's a new day. Yeah. He probably doesn't struggle with his sleep.
No.
Man.
Effortless.
I need to talk to him about something, too, because remember when I thought I was getting played and I thought I'd been scammed?
Wait, what?
Remember we did this thing? Yeah. Have you ever been scammed? It had to do with Keith Urban.
Oh, yeah.
And so I need to talk, because when he comes in, I'm going to ask him if I was scammed or not, because it had to do with him.
Okay, gotcha.
Do you know what it is? I'll ask him tomorrow.
Okay.
We'll save it till then. The Bobby Bones Show. Ray has presented me two songs. He said sound very similar. Because you know everybody's suing everybody about when songs sound similar?
Yeah.
Okay. So we all know Dustin Lynch, where it's at. Right?
Yeah.
And then here is the new one from Chris Young called She's Got Away. You heard this, Ray?
What? Yes, he copied him.
I don't know who wrote what song. I don't even know if Chris Young wrote that song.
He copied him.
I'd never heard this before. Let me listen again. Dustin Lynch. Chris Young.
Boy, those are pretty, I mean, they're right on.
What do you think? Lawsuit, yes or no, Amy?
No.
Amy says no.
No.
Lunchbox.
Yes.
Lunchbox says yes. Producer Eddie.
It could make it to court.
Oh, we say yes.
Yeah.
I say no.
Really?
I do. I say no. It's similar, but a lot of things are similar. There's everything is similar. Mm-hmm. I'd never heard the two. There's something there.
There's definitely something there.
Yeah, but no. That's a good call, though. I always like that. I like that bit.
Just in case.
Yeah, I like that bit where we throw lawsuits around.
We call someone a copycat.
Yeah. By the way, so where's Lunchbox's video where he was going to go and try to beat?
Oh, yeah, where is it?
Live on the beach.
Oh, yeah, Cancun for life.
His job yesterday was to make a 60-second video because they were offering you 10 grand a month to go live on the beach.
For six months.
And test out all the stuff in Cancun.
Yeah, like life would be great.
So where's the video?
There is no video. No one would help me, so...
What do you mean help you? You have an iPhone.
Well, yeah, but you need help filming. Like, you can't just take a selfie of yourself the whole time. It's just my face. You got to show yourself doing something, and I had no cooperation. No one was willing to help, and so I was unable to finish the video.
One, that's a real loser mentality, to not do something because no one will help you.
Oh, dang, you went straight. That's...
No, it is. I mean, if it were me and I would figure out a way to do it, or I would say, hey, grab my phone. And I mean, that's a loser mentality.
Okay.
I've tried to eliminate the word can't from my vocabulary, period. You know, I don't curse at all. I haven't cursed in 2 years. I'm really working on, as a discipline, to eliminate the word can't, because I do feel like it makes my brain think different ways. So I try to not say I can't do things. Even though there are times where it could be really hard, and maybe it will not be accomplished, but I try to eliminate can't.
Okay.
And so that's just something I'm working on. So if you hear me say that, you can always call me out on it.
I will. I do a can't jar. You owe me $100 every time you say it.
Whoa, they're debt collector,
$100. You can't afford that or what?
So What was the? Why didn't Eddie shoot it? Like, it was a show bit, so he should have shot it.
No. Eddie, that's not. No. Eddie doesn't want to help me when I need help, but he wants me to. Oh, here, will you do an EML? Will you do this?
Wait, y'all are like golfing.
You all just said yesterday.
You
said yesterday. I don't. That's not my job to do that.
No, if he was just doing it like to for his own personal benefit. Like, if it's a show bit, you're the show.
Yeah, I'm the dude.
You're the show. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So what happened?
Yeah, you guys like golfing.
But that's what I'm saying. I ask him, hey, can you help? No.
That would have been great. Like, y'all are out on the course, living life. Like, Lunchbox could have been like, hey, Cancun. I'm sure there's golf courses there. Do a little video.
Yeah, if it's a show bit.
You're missing the point, guys. Lunchbox, his excuse, he can't do anything by himself. Everything he does, he needs help with.
That's
always.
True.
Not always. I don't have a camera.
Lunch is really upset about this, by the way.
I don't have a tripod. I don't have anything.
You don't need
to
a tripod.
You want the tripod?
1920s.
Okay, quickly, Bobby, with the talking.
Here,
like,
this
why,
is it.
Who's in the wrong? I don't get it.
It was a show bit.
Yeah.
Eddie should have shot it if they had put aside time. If Lunchbox is doing it for himself, trying to get a job, that's on him.
Thank you.
I'm so confused. Yesterday we said that this was not my job.
If he were just doing it for like real life, like trying. Okay. But I would say, hey, make a 60-second video, bring it in, we'd see it.
I feel vindicated.
Oh my goodness.
You win. Have it tomorrow at this by this time.
Yes!
Tomorrow.
I can't wait. I'm going to be doing some awesome stuff.
No, great. Oh my goodness. This is going to be hours of work for me now.
Lunch, you got... Oh my!
Wait, but Eddie, it's your job.
It is your job.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, here we go.
There we go.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
When you mix people being crazy and having too much money, you get people paying $50,000 to clone their dogs after they.
It's sad.
This. Whoa. Baxter is a poodle, 9-month-old, but it's a clone. Here.
Viagen has been cloning livestock for more than 15 years. They've cloned thousands of cattle, more than 250 horses, and thousands of pigs and sheep, too. Then, 2 years ago, they started doing pets.
I would have probably never thought about cloning a pet 10 years ago. I was livestock world, and now my biggest regret was we had one dog that we connected to, and I'd love to bring it back.
Now you can.
The dog that you're going to clone is not going to be a Frankenstein. It's just a normal dog like any other dog. You never know by looking at him that he's a cloned puppy.
Okay, let me just talk about this for a second. I am someone right now who's going through a rough time with my dog. 14 years old, has blood cancer, 3 or 4 months left to live. If I were to clone my dog, it's not the same dog. That's not this. Just go get another dog. If you want a dog, go adopt another dog. $50,000. I know you love your dog.
Yeah, they're trying.
And I know there's pain and you're trying to fill that void in your heart. But that's not the same dog. And cloning is a whole different thing. That's weird to me. Like, it's science and...
But it's like not the same.
Yeah, it's not for a dog. Like when I clone an extra Amy some days when she's like, maybe.
When I'm a what?
When you're like, you know, having rough days.
So you would clone me rough?
Yeah,
we get to pick the Amy.
Bring in good Amy, please. But for a dog, but I would know it's not the same. But the listeners wouldn't.
Yeah.
It's funny.
I wish we could do the same with you. Don't worry.
No. Whatever. The scientists in Siberia have found a perfectly preserved 50,000-year-old lion, and it's frozen in ice, and they think they can bring it back to life.
I love it.
They want to bring it back to life by extracting its DNA, just like Jurassic Park.
Yes.
And sort of a clone, because it was alive when it went down. Here's the thing, too, about people going, you know, I want to freeze my body for science. And I'm all for if that could happen and you come back later on. That's a cute idea. But here's the problem with it. You have to be frozen alive. You can't be dead and then come back. You're already dead.
That would suck.
If not, you'd just already be dead. You'd just be like, hey, once I'm dead, freeze it up. No, you got to choose before you die. Like, stick me in.
No one wants to be frozen alive.
No. Yeah. So that dog thing makes me sad because it's just people that are like, I want my same dog. It's not the same dog.
Yeah, they
want
to hold on.
50,000.
Got to let go.
I'd like to say something real quick. You know, on yesterday's show, Amy was talking about this job. Read the job again. Because you go to a beach and they pay you $10,000 a month to just, like, try things out.
Tourism website Cancun.com is looking for its next Cancun experience officer. This person will be paid $10,000 a month to sit on the beach, go on jungle adventures, check out the city's hotels, nightclubs, and restaurants.
$10,000 a month.
For 6 months.
To party.
So, $60,000 to, like, check out restaurants and clubs.
Now, I told Lunchbox, hey, you know, make a video, bring it in today. And, you know, Eddie is the video. It was a bit. And Eddie, I'm reversing my decision here because Lunch just has a bad attitude about him not being able to do things. I can't do it.
Wow.
So, Lunchbox, you are in charge of doing your video and bringing it in tomorrow. And I think even I may have said that yesterday, now that I think back about it, because he was so like, Eddie's got to help me do it.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to go take this job yourself, you have to do it yourself.
You do understand that you need someone to shoot a video. I don't have video capabilities. All I have is my phone. It's just going to be my face. You're not going to be able to see anything else. I'm just going to talk to the camera for 60 seconds. That's not a very good video.
I would think of a way to make that different.
But
Eddie, you're free.
That's what I'm saying.
I reverse course. I apologize.
No, you don't need to apologize.
Because it's a show bit, but even yesterday he started doing this, where it's like, I can't do it without somebody doing it.
I don't understand.
For me.
Eddie helps you with videos. Why can't he help me? That's what I'm asking. I'm asking for his help. That's what I'm saying. Like,
if you want to ask
Eddie,
him,
would you like to help me? Like, I mean, this, you could come visit me in Cancun and stay at one of these nice hotels.
$10,000 a month for this guy to party in Cancun. He wants me to do his video.
And
let me think about
he
this.
He can move off and do it. He doesn't get paid from this job.
But he can take a break.
But he can
Jimmy
take
Buffett. It's like a sabbatical.
And there's like a 75% chance he has his job when he comes back.
Oh, that's high. 75%? Yeah, that's high.
Well, because Raymond, our producer, has long been told like he's next up.
Wow.
Even our boss, Rod, he's like, oh, Raymond could definitely fill that spot.
Dang.
So it's like 75% shot.
Which I'm not worried about because he couldn't fill this spot, but that's okay. So would you like to help?
I'll think about it.
Yeah, let him know. Hey, take a little cash.
I'll think about it.
No cash. I don't even have the job yet. I can't be paying you. You already get paid by this job.
You're investing. Isn't that how it works?
You guys are difficult to work with.
They have these meatballs with hooks in them. Have you seen these? They're passing out to animals?
No.
That's not cool.
Why?
No, it's terrible.
What are they doing?
They've made meatballs, and they're stuffing fish hooks with them, and they put them. Some idiot kids have put them in a Florida dog park. And so when pet owners go in, they take their dogs.
No. That's so wrong.
They are found with small fish hooks. The deputy says the meatball, what?
Juvie.
I put them in.
She's like adult pen. Jail.
Yeah. I make them. Here's some meatballs, kid.
Yeah, chew on that.
Eat this meatball.
What's wrong with people, man?
Yeah, luckily, they caught them. They don't know who's eating all the meatballs, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But they could, yeah. One of the dogs had a cut mouth because
That's
of the hook
terrible.
In it.
Terrible.
I know. Now you can't even eat meatballs in a park. That's one of my favorite things to go do. Just go walk around the park and eat meatballs. And I can't even do that now.
Count that out.
Yeah!
Bobby Bones
Show.
Our web girl, Morgan number two. When you saw Gone Girl right at home, is that what it was?
Yeah, Gone Girl.
It's the book and Ben Affleck was in it. You know what gets crazy? Have you seen
it? Oh, yeah.
And you left and thought, holy crap, that was crazy.
Yeah, I got done watching it and I was like, what did I just watch? The fact that that even happened blew my mind.
Yeah, it's one of those where you're like, you never know. Like, you may be close to somebody, but
Dude.
You never know. So I started to think, what's the movie that you saw where you left the theater and you're like, because there were two for me. One didn't change my perspective on life. One, I just left the theater and was like, what the crap just happened? And that was Sixth Sense when I was really young.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I left Sixth Sense Theater and I was like, I don't even know what happened over the last 2 hours. Like, am I even alive? You know, it's one of those things. But the Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, probably one of my favorite movies. And that's the one where it's like, you know, would you erase a bad memory if you could? But did the bad memory make you to who you are now? Like, that was one of those. I still think about it. Like, that movie, and some people hate it. That movie makes me just, like, think deep in my heart. And that was a Jim Carrey movie. But that Truman Show with Jim Carrey, too.
I never saw that one.
But it's like the world. You never know. Yeah, but Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind changed my life. Amy, the movie that you're like, phew.
Man, like, I didn't like it, but Matrix.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, yeah.
And you can choose, like, do you really want to know what's happening to you?
Yeah.
Because we're living in the Matrix right now. Like, do we really want to know how the government's monitoring us through our computers and TVs and phones? Or do we just want to live like we live, like little sheep, and just live our life thinking we have control and really we don't?
Maybe if I went back and watched The Matrix now, like I watched it in the theaters and that was years and years ago and I just really wasn't that into it, but the concept seems interesting. Maybe if I watched it now, I'd like it.
What pill are you going to take?
I know.
We've all chosen to take the pill that we're just like sheep, by the way.
Huh?
Yeah, we've all chosen to, because, Amy, we live at home with all this stuff that's monitoring everything we're doing. Otherwise, we get off the grid and live in the woods. and nobody would watch us.
Yeah.
We've chosen. That's what we've chosen.
Okay.
And right now I'm okay. As long as I can get on Twitter, I'm good. Lunchbox?
Inception.
Oh,
man. I got done with that movie and I was just like, what just happened? Like,
Leo.
That was... I mean, I'm like, that's weird and crazy, and I don't know if I even can grasp what was just happening in that movie.
Can grasp, yeah. Eddie.
Oh, mine's Dear Zachary, and that's like, I wasn't in the theater, but after I watched Dear Zachary, dude, I got in the shower and I cried for 30 minutes.
Don't watch Dear Zachary.
Yeah, dude,
but, really, but watch it, though, because it's really good, but
you
don't watch it.
You have to know what we're talking about, but don't watch
Seriously,
it.
Seriously, it's so good.
It's but don't watch it.
Don't watch it.
It's one of the best documentaries I've ever seen, but do not watch it.
Don't do it.
Did you watch it because I told you to?
You told me to watch it.
I'm sorry about that, but I'm glad you did.
Dude, I'm so glad I watched it because now I know, but do not watch it.
But don't you wish you wouldn't have?
Yes.
Yes, but I'm glad you did.
Yeah, thank you.
It is the most disturbing thing you will ever watch. Do not watch Dear Zachary on Netflix,
but watch it.
Yeah, because it's good. Alex in Arkansas.
Hi.
Go ahead. What movie for you?
The movie Safe Haven.
What's that?
It's written based off of a Nicholas Sparks book, I think. But it's the wife or the friend who she's friends with. She moves out into the woods and she's friends with her whole experience of moving to a new town. And then she ends up being a ghost of the...
Oh, the ghosts always get me when it's like the whole time. Yeah.
It's the boy that she starts talking to or dating or whatever, it ends up being his ex-wife, the ghost of...
Don't ruin the movie.
Yeah,
come,
yeah.
On, oh, come on. Come on. What are you thinking? I appreciate you there. Talking about movies where you saw the movie and you were like, whoa, after you finished. And for me, it was Eternal Sunshine, whatever that's called. Because I was just like, man, would I change a bad memory if I could? Or does that bad memory and experience make me who I am today? Morgan number two, our web girl, saw Gone Girl. And you watch that movie and you're like, I don't even know who I'm with. Like, well, I don't even know what the people I'm capable of. So, like, crazy. So Kristen in Tennessee, thank you for calling.
Yeah, hey, how are you?
Good. What do you think about this?
I think I've been there, done that. Like, when you're sitting in a theater and you're watching this movie, and you're like, I don't know. I have no idea how this is going to wrap up. And then the end comes and your mind's blown. And so that movie for me was Law Abiding Citizen with Gerard Butler.
Yeah, and so I don't know how that ends, but is it like a drama?
It's kind of, yeah, a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
It's one of those where it's better the second time around.
Like Napoleon Dynamite. First time I saw Napoleon Dynamite, I was like, what was that crap?
It's good.
Second time, I was like, that's a jam.
Genius.
So funny.
Yeah, so much. Well, thank you. I appreciate the call. First time I watched that piece of crap, Napoleon Dynamite, I was like, what did I waste my money on?
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
About the fifth time, I was like, this is the greatest movie I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, the 20th time is good, too.
And then...
It's funny.
And kids don't even know. Like, I wonder, Morgan number two, our web girl, you're 24. Are you familiar with Napoleon Dynamite?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, do you know, like, the quotes? Is God.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. We, like, danced to that in middle school, so it's
oh,
great.
Oh, my God.
Middle school.
That's
middle
okay,
school.
Though. That's how old she was.
I know.
That's weird.
Just makes me feel old.
Well, you are old, Eddie. You're,
Eddie
old,
was
you're
in
the
college.
Oldest one in the room. Charlie, hello.
Yeah, hey, I may be way off base here. Mine's not really a surprise, but the movie I saw that got caught up in the moment was the original Rocky.
Yeah, why so?
Because we was in the theater, the whole group, the whole theater stood up and just started cheering like they was at a real prize fight.
Yeah, that's how you know the movie gets them. Because I've been to some of those movies where people cheer at the end. I'm not a big movie cheerer, but I like it whenever like a piece of art grabs and makes someone do something emotionally outward. And that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's like art making you physically react. Mm-hmm. And that's rare. But no, that's cool. That's a good thank you, Charlie, for that story. I appreciate that.
You bet.
Have a good day. What's your favorite song on the radio right now? Because I feel like the radio's cool. Like, and by radio, people say all the time, hey, what's up? Radio to me isn't just what comes with the transmitter to the car. It's like phone, computer, but like new stuff that's on. Like you flipping around, like new stuff that's out right now. What's your favorite song on the radio, Amy?
Female, Keith Urban.
Yeah, it's a jam. Sister, shoulder, daughter, lover, healer. That's a jam. He'll be in tomorrow, by the way. I got to ask him, because he'll be in, and he sent me the song a couple days early, and I was like, hey, you know, who are the females singing on it? And one's the one of the writers, Nicole Guyland, mm-hmm. and one is Nicole Kidman. But I can't separate the females on there. Which one's who? Oh.
Yeah, I can't tell either.
Who's who? Yeah.
Yeah, we got to break this down.
It's cool.
Because I haven't heard even any news story said that Nicole Kidman's on the track, right? Have you guys read that anywhere?
No, nope. I only have heard it from you. Is it real?
I don't know. Maybe he's lying to me. But he did tell me that. Huh. Interesting. Favorite song out right now, Lunchbox.
Fix a Drink. Now that I can fix a
drink. That's it. It's good. That'll be number one this week, like the end of the week.
Oh, good.
I'm pretty sure, yeah. I can get you smiling. I can make you feel like you're sitting on an island. I can make you fruity. I can make you strong. That's a jam. All you gotta do is tell me what you want. That dude, Chris Jansen, came and he opened for the Raging Idiots, and he does this thing by himself where he plays by himself, just solo. He has a band, but he's with us if he's playing solo. He has a guitar. He has the big round drum, the bass drum. He plays the bass drum, the guitar, the harmonica, and has a keyboard beside him all at the same time. It's unbelievable. It sounds like a full band. Mm-hmm. It was like when Ed Sheeran loops or when Lindsay loops. You know how they can make all that stuff? But he was just like playing everything at once. Like in the 40s when you say guy in the street with all those instruments
Mary
at
Poppins.
Once. Yes. Crazy. That Chris Jansen guy. Eddie, coming over to you. What do you like right now?
Unforgettable Thomas Rhett. Mango.
I felt like Thomas Rhett got gypped out of having a multi-week number one.
Because this is a jam.
It should have been 2, 3, 4 weeks. Like, our format's going to kill itself.
I hope you're wrong.
No, it's not. We're running right into a brick wall. We're not letting songs live long enough, and we throw them away. And yeah, that's a good one. Who, did somebody pick Slow Hand? Or is that just up here? Oh, Morgan number two did? Yeah. That's a good one. Yeah, I want you, baby, slow hands. Like sweat dripping down my dirty laundry. No, no chance that I'm leaving here without you on me. I know, yeah, I already know that there ain't no stopping your plans. No, slow hands. Come on, that's a good one right there. What songs have I been streaming? Oh, I've been kind of down, so I was streaming like Coldplay, Rush of Blood to the Head, that whole album.
Oh, that's good stuff.
It's so good. The new Sir Roosevelt stuff, which is the Zac Brown project. Have you listened to that? The new stuff? It's good. It could even be country. They're like, it's his EDM side project. He put out a song that was EDM and it was number one country song.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
Avicii one, right?
Yeah.
I think it was Avicii.
Yeah.
Is this new stuff sad?
No, that's why I stopped listening to it. Hey, is that new Sir Roosevelt in? It may not even be in the system, Ray. Do you even know it's Zac Brown's new project? See if it is. Because my song right now is this one.
Oh, Lenko.
When Greatest Love Story comes on, just turn it up, so sing it. Yeah, I'm going to play it. Favorite song right now, Lenko, Greatest Love Story. They said I was nothing but a troublemaker, never up to no good. How you feeling about colorful Christmas trees? Or they have to be green?
What do you mean colorful? Like lights? You mean
no,
the lights?
I like the trees.
Oh, I like green trees.
Would you have like a red one or?
No, I do. I've done white. It's where you frock it.
Flock?
No, frock.
Oh,
is it
boy.
Flock?
I've called it flock my whole life.
I don't.
I hope I'm right.
Do Christmas trees. I don't decorate in my house.
Oh, you don't at all?
When I had a girlfriend last year, she did. The only rule was she had to clean it up too. And then I end up helping clean up because I'm pretty cool.
Yeah, and I'd like to, it's flock. So, Amy, just probably your speech impediment there kicked in.
I even had a flocked Christmas tree last year. I'm sure I went to the Christmas tree dude and was like, can you flock that for me?
Well, some people are getting their favorite NFL teams as trees.
Oh, okay.
Like, if you're a Titans fan, you get light blue. If you're a Dallas Cowboys fan, you get silver and blue.
I mean, yeah.
But would you do that, or is that not Christmas?
No,
not
I mean,
for me.
I'm not doing it.
A prosecutor loses their job after an Uber meltdown.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so someone had been drinking, and she became angry, and she started slapping him on the shoulder, and then they started fighting, like, in the car. Like, Uber drivers are at risk, too.
They are.
Everybody's at risk.
Everyone.
You know, I think that I wish there was some kind of app or something you could add to your phone that let Uber drivers know which one you were. Because I know the Uber drivers have the U on the car, but let's say I'm standing on the corner. Because I was in California for a bunch over Friday, and I had to order Ubers all day. And there's like 30 people out there, and they don't know who to get to. Like, if I had like a little green light that I could hold up on the phone, or a red light, or
let them know this is you.
Yes. The same way I know it's them, because I can see their license plate or they're you. They need to know which is me, and they can pull up to me.
Good call.
Yeah.
But they didn't.
And maybe they'll listen to this segment and start that up.
Uber in general?
Yeah. Oh, let me invent that.
You're not inventing anything. So, anyway, can you imagine driving Uber and the person drunk starts pounding you from behind?
No, dude, that's crazy. And Lunchbox likes to sit in the front seat of Ubers.
Absolutely. That's so weird.
Every time I get in, front seat it is.
Raymond, our producer, drives Uber. Are you still like trying to make money or no?
Come again?
What are you listening to?
The song.
Are you still driving Uber?
Yeah, I'm still driving. You crazy?
Did you drive yesterday?
No, I haven't. I've taken about a week off.
You've only been driving for a week, period.
Yeah, are you crazy?
No, I have my sister in town, and my girl and me have been hanging out, doing some quality time.
So you can't Uber with them? Like, just flipping on while you're...
You got it. If you say that you have a passenger vehicle of five, you can't have somebody just riding shotgun.
Oh, you can't Uber with a buddy. No. I guess that'd be creepy if they picked you up and their buddy was
in
their
phone. Yeah, I thought...
Can't do that, man. Yeah.
That'd be scary. That'd be really scary.
All right. Sorry, Ray's putting in that Sir Roosevelt song right now. All right, sorry about that, bud.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you taking that from?
Spotify.
Are you?
Oh, okay, boy.
It's not on, like...
Shout out.
Well, no, it's not on, like, our... It's, like, downloadable?
No, it's not. I can't find it anywhere.
What are we supposed to do?
Nothing. I wanted to play it Thursday, but they were like, you can't play it. You can't expose people to it.
No. Yeah, I hate when people don't let us do what we want to do.
I know. All we want to do is to make our own rules.
Come on. Why is that so hard?
Why can't people just... So now we're having, like, steal stuff?
We've admitted it.
To be fair, I pay for an account.
Oh, that's true.
And
that's true.
I have all the accounts. Apple.
Oh, my goodness.
Spotify, iHeart All Access. I'm about to go broke just in music.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So the average person will go to more than one Thanksgiving dinner this year. Is anybody here doing more than one? We're average.
I'll be lucky if I get one.
Well, you're having a Friendsgiving dinner, which about a quarter of people will do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Friendsgiving.
No, it's too much food, too. You have to, like...
Lots of food.
You have to fake it. Maybe and you just swing by and... I've never done two in a day.
The average amount of people at a Thanksgiving dinner is about 9 to 10.
Well, yeah, I guess so. So far, mine's two, just Mike D and I.
You're just so not average.
Yeah, you guys aren't average.
We're both just weird.
I'm like so excited for Thanksgiving. I can't wait.
Really?
Yeah. Nobody else? Because then it just means we're like that much closer to
Christmas. I'm excited about the turkey bowl.
Yeah, I love like sweet potatoes, like candy.
No, I mean like turkey bowl's a football game I play in, not an actual literal bowl of turkey.
Yeah.
And every year we get a little older.
Is that flag football?
It is, but it turns into being a little rough. Ooh, yeah.
Okay, there's this 35-year-old guy, and he's decided to live every day like it's 1946. I don't know why he chose that year in particular, but, I mean, he gives up everything, like smartphone, Facebook, TV. Even his house is decorated as it would be in the 40s, and he dresses like it's 1946,
wow, that's
too.
Cool. No, it's not cool.
Why?
So is he also eating foods that were only available in the
40s?
Is he only getting medicine that was only available in the
40s? Meat and potatoes?
Yes, he's decided to live every day like that, which means, I mean, maybe he could... I don't know. I think about when my dad was born. My dad was born in 1941. He tells me about life back on the farm. And
this
like,
guy's an idiot.
That sounds
cool. It's because there weren't options.
Oh.
Well, my grandma was a chicken farmer. And to this day, my dad struggles with chicken because I guess they ate a lot of chicken and watermelon.
I like the era I grew up in. You know, some people are like, I grew up in the wrong era. I thought the 90s were pretty cool.
Okay, if you had to choose one era to live like for the rest of your life, which era would you choose?
Well, I liked it. Well, listen, we all grew up in like, that's the music that we most identify with. But I feel like in the 90s, I got Garth and Tim, I got Snoop and Tupac, and also I got Nirvana. Like, I got three humongous genres, because I live my life through music. I got three monster genres, and even the very beginning of the boy bands. So I got, what more could you ask for musically than the 90s? Because the 80s, you know, you have Michael, the 80s were cool because you had the Beastie Boys. And Michael Jackson and
hair. Do you like
not really.
Okay.
Yeah, no hair.
Not
bands.
Really. I would just go with that in my era, the 90s. I think the 90s were fantastic.
So we'd get like grunge Bobby for life.
Flannel.
I switched it though.
Awesome.
Because I went Wranglers again to MC Hammer pants.
Oh.
So you would be grunge. Like, depending on the day, every day you'd be like.
Not every day, but there was every couple years it switched up.
Yeah.
The 90s were awesome.
Hey, Ropers to Doc Martens.
Head. There you go. All right.
That was me.
Yeah.
I wore Rocky Mountains and then my hammer pants. Okay, well, Starbucks drinks are out, like the holiday version ones, and people just get obsessed with them. But just heads up, like a grande peppermint mocha frappuccino can equal 7 Krispy Kreme glazed donuts calorically.
We have no idea the liquid calories we're taking in when we're doing
it. And so you just need to think about it. Like, would you ever sit? You'd probably be like, oh my goodness, I would never sit down and eat 7 donuts.
No, I would.
But I'll order a grande peppermint mocha frappuccino.
Yeah. I went to Starbucks early this morning.
What'd you get? How many donuts?
No, I got no donuts. What I got this morning was a tall, dirty chai latte almond milk with 2 shots of espresso because I struggled last night with sleep. And then I also got the protein box with the grapes and the apples and the eggs, the hard-boiled eggs.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I came. I'm a little chubby right now. So,
well, good news, because Starbucks says they've cut the sugar in their Christmas drinks by 33%.
Not drink Christmas drinks.
Well, a lot of people do. So yeah. I'm just, heads up, you got to think about it. Like Bobby said, I don't think some of us realize how many calories we're drinking.
In liquid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. And lastly, love this story. Girls make boys smarter. Boom.
No. You make us dumb. Like, because we don't think with our heads.
Nope.
We're like, okay, actually, I'm glad you asked me this problem. First, 4 times the square root of pretty girl.
You want the real research?
I just gave it to you.
No.
Like, yes.
Boys get better grades when their classes have more girls in them, because girls concentrate better in class and they're more motivated to like read and do things, and it has a positive influence on the boys. Now, whether they're trying to be like, oh, I want to impress that girl, she's over there reading, I should go read, I don't know. But they say that there is a correlation there, and girls make boys smile.
Terrible study.
Why?
Because I know guys. I know
Bobby's study's better.
I know.
But sometimes don't you do things because you want to impress a girl and it makes you like be better? Like, wouldn't you want to do better in school because if there's more girls in your class, you're more impressive to them?
What I wanted to do was do better in school because later in life, I would have an education and I would work hard and they would be like, dang, look at this guy running a company, or look at this guy, you know, making a bunch of money.
So like based on the...
But then, no. I was the biggest nerd in the world. I got beat up.
The people in
girls.
Your high school,
yeah.
Like they got all the girls,
mm-hmm.
Like right now...
Biggest losers.
Would you say that you'd be their boss?
Oh, they're huge losers.
Probably right.
You know?
No, I have no... I really have no idea. I just said it. It made myself feel good. I have no idea. But I don't know them.
We should look them up.
Anybody cool from high school doesn't have anything to do with me, because they didn't then, and I don't now. I don't keep in touch.
I'd be so curious of like who was like, because you weren't, who was like the cool guy at your school?
Yeah.
Like senior year, like who was the stud, and like where is he now?
He's probably bald right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, was he running the show? What's he doing now?
Yeah.
No,
like
hair.
Is he on LinkedIn? Let's find him.
I'm not even on LinkedIn.
LinkedIn.
I'm not linking with anybody. Is that it?
I've resorted to LinkedIn sometimes when I'm scoping out guys for my single girlfriends. Just check out there.
Is that like when someone's like, I'm just going to look at Tinder even though I'm in a relationship?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, you know,
on?
And I'm scoping out guys for my other friends.
On LinkedIn.
Yeah, hey.
No, I have one friend. She's really successful. Like, we need to find her a guy like that has the same qualifications. So I've resorted to LinkedIn.
Okay.
I'm Amy, and that's my pile.
All right.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Amy's got, by the way, before we hit this, she has some things she'd like to try out. Because she hasn't found her.
Yeah, I don't even really know if I like I'm Amy and that's my pile. So
here we go. Go ahead. Try some of these out. Go ahead.
I'm Amy and I just dropped my pile on you.
What?
No, that's not bad.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm Amy and you can quote me on that.
Go ahead.
I'm Amy and that's all I got to say about that.
Okay, Forrest Gump.
I'm Amy and life's like a box of chocolate.
That's all I got to say about that.
Go ahead.
I'm Amy and you heard it here first.
Ooh.
No, that's not really true.
Why?
Go ahead.
I'm Amy and I have nothing else to say.
That's kind of pretty good.
Yeah, I like that one.
Except for I do.
Yeah, but that's a pretty good one though. Go ahead. Give me 2 more.
I'm Amy and those are my stories.
Okay, that's the same
generic
thing. That's just, yeah. I'm Amy and those are words.
Okay. I'm Amy and that's a wrap.
No, I do the one though where you were like, hey, I'm Amy and that's the stuff I get to say, or whatever it is.
Nothing else to say?
The one we liked, yeah.
Okay. I'm Amy and I've nothing else to say.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
it's okay.
Feels good.
Yeah. We'll
you don't like quote me?
We'll try it. No.
You don't like drop my pile on ya?
That's very good. That's my favorite.
Lunchbox.
Okay, that's why you shouldn't do
it. You heard it here first.
Yeah, I know. So Sir Roosevelt is Zac Brown Band, and it's his side project. Listen to this jam.
You ain't even trying, but everything stops when you walk in the room. Tell me how you do it. You made me wanna fall just looking at you. The sound of your voice and the touch of your skin, sending chills up my spine. The taste of your lips and the spell of your kiss, I can't deny. There's something about you, you, and all the little things that you do, you. Girl, I can't explain it, no matter how hard I try to put my finger on it. There's just something about you. Something about you, you, got me feeling something brand new. Ooh, I think I'm going crazy. It's more than just your mind, it's more than just your body, baby. It's just something about you. Caught up in a moment.
Pretty cool, huh?
Like lost it. In a way that you're looking at me. You don't even know it. You could only see what you're doing to me. The sound of your voice and the touch of your skin, sending chills up my spine. The taste of your lips and the spell of your kiss, I can't deny. There's something about you, you, and all the little things that you do. Try to put my finger on it. There's just something about you. Something about you, you. Got me feeling something brand new. Ooh, I think I'm going crazy. It's more than just your mind. It's more than just your body, baby. It's just something about you.
Cool. That's Sir Roosevelt. But Sir Roosevelt is Zac Brown. So,
Is it just Zac or the whole band?
I believe it's Zac and somebody else.
Okay.
But I don't. It's not the whole band.
Sounds really cool.
And I guess it's not a country song, except it's Zac Brown. But it's like this BB Rexha Florida Georgia Line song.
Yeah.
It's not a country song, but it sounds like a country song. And it's the jam, too. Meant to Be. Like, this is a good song.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. As long as you ride here next to me, everything's gonna be alright. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this if it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be, baby, if it's meant to be.
Yeah.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie. Cause I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you're made of. Boy, make me believe.
Whoa, hold up, girl, don't you know you're beautiful? And it's easy to see.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be. So come on, ride with me, ride. So come on, ride with me, baby, if it's meant to be. Maybe we do, maybe we don't,
maybe we will, maybe we won't. But if it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be.
Sing it, baby.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be.
Let's go.
So won't you ride with me, ride.
It'll be,
it'll be,
baby, if it's meant to be.
If it's meant
one. That's good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a jam. That's a jam. We like jams, and a jam a day we'll play.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
All right. Thanks to Lee Bryce, who came by today. You can listen to that performance. Just go to iHeartRadio, search Bobby Bones Show on demand, or over to iTunes and search Bobby Bones Show. Tomorrow, Keith Urban is in. Later on this week, Cole Swindell, Tucker Bethard. Lots of artists stopping by this week. I'm on Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. Today, I got to go talk to the old head shrinker. Mm. All right, after the show, I go pour my heart and soul and then have to pay him.
Yeah. That's been good for you, though.
So I'll go to the old head shrinker today. I have a work dinner tonight.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh.
I just haven't had I haven't been able to take a breath in a while.
Yeah, but you like that.
Yeah, but I haven't taken, not even a breath. Yeah. I like to be able to breathe. And I've been sick, too. I think that's been part of it, too.
Probably.
At the same time. So I got that tonight.
At least is it somewhere good?
I don't know. Honest to goodness.
Your treat or whoever else's?
I hope it's whomever else's. It's usually my treat. Because even if it's not, I'll be like, let me pay.
Oh.
But I don't know. It's going to be probably cranky tomorrow, so it'll be a good
show.
Yeah. I come in fired up. What are you doing today? Anything?
I don't know.
Just life? Trying to get your kids?
Yeah, I'll spend some time finagling that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Yeah, see you guys tomorrow.
Get your bones on.